Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Will the lies and deceit destroy the relationships? Well, tonight we'll discuss that and so many more scandals on the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Oh,
look what you made me do.
This makes me want to just pop my shoulders and crawl like a cat. Hey, AfterBuzzers, and welcome back to the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Tonight we're discussing episode 22, season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé. But before we begin, I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas, and I want to introduce you to my fabulous co-host.
Hi guys, Linda Antwi. I don't even know what to say anymore. Follow me, Linda So Girly, all across social media, and we are just about to get into all of this.
Yeah, I have so many interesting and fun questions for you guys today, so we're going to have a lot to talk about. You guys can find me on Instagram at Hey Alex Bowers.
Yes, Hey Alex Bowers in the building.
Yes.
What's up,
Keith,
everybody? Keith Andre, I am back in the building. I'm all caught up and I'm ready to talk. You can follow me all over social media at Keith_Andre.
So, tonight's episode, what's one word to describe it?
Doozy.
Mess. Doozy mess.
Annoying.
Well, let's jump right into the first couple, Molly and Luis. The scene opens up with Luis in bed, a little hungover from his bachelor party that he had the night before, and Molly just pretty pissed off because she had to make it home early, but Luis had his fun. What did you guys think of Luis's attitude and his night after bachelor party? And what the heck did he do?
Well, to start, I kind of wanted to know, exactly what you said, what all happened. Because I thought they were going to leave us off with the last episode and then bring it back. But that whole thing from the ending of the last episode with the limo, she wasn't a limo driver. She was a stripper outside. And they were like, we'll be back. And there was something going on.
Of course there was something going on. And he even said it in this episode. He's like, oh, no, nothing happened to Molly's face. Uh-huh. But then he's like, at the end, talking to camera, he was like, so much happened.
He's right? A liar.
So, yeah, he's a liar. He's imploding right now.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. Yeah. I think that he's starting to show, I don't know if he's starting to show his true colors or not, but Luis is over it. His whole attitude is changing towards everything. I don't know if maybe he's getting like super duper comfortable with where he is and in the environment, but I'm starting to really feel bad for Molly. I think she's working really hard at their relationship, and he's at this point like, I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Is anyone at this table team Luis at this point? No one can say
not
that.
Not anymore. I was on his side.
At the beginning, yeah. And then he just started going downhill from there. He's just disrespectful. Yeah.
And what did you think about going back to what Linda said about him lying? Like in his personal interview, he said that he had a stripper all up in on him, giving him a lap dance. But then to Molly, he was like, no, I told the strippers, back off. But I don't need no one close to me.
Can I say a little something?
What?
Viewers and my co-host, do we remember talking way back when about the young Dominicans coming to meet older ladies just to get married? And Luis is what, 20? Let's just say he's 26.
Yeah.
So he's 26. He's supposed to be a father figure. He's supposed to get married. And just a few episodes ago, he was talking about how much he loves Molly. Mm-hmm. It's all about Molly. He just loves her so much. He wants to marry her and spend his life with her. And then he flipped it in one episode. He's sick of her. He's sick of her talking. He's sick of her kids. He wants to, like, lay in bed all day and go take a nap instead of having a conversation.
Yeah.
Well, really? I don't think that's what he wants to do, but I think given the circumstances, that's what he prefers. To Luis's benefit, not that I'm team Luis.
Right.
But I am
Welcome back, Keith.
I am back. And I think it is a lot, you know what I mean, to have to kind of digest and just accept this new world where I have to play somebody's stepdaddy to the kids that don't like me. And, you know, she's at work and she has all these things to do. I think the culmination of that is kind of beating on him as well. Yeah. There's a bit of pressure that comes with that expectation. And I think it's just not working well for him. Like I said, I'm sorry to see that there's this shift in him where he's like, that's your kids. You got to raise them. You got to educate them. You got to do this. And you have to decide whether you're going to marry me or not. I thought that was so rude and disrespectful to Molly and all that she's doing, even with the wedding planning, right? She was like, you know, maybe we can have like a Dominican caterer. Like, she really, really wants to marry him. And he's making it hard for her to want to do that.
And then he did say he's not sure if he's ready to get married. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, that's a thing when it was not a thing before.
What did you guys think about when he said he needed a break from her and just time away from those kids that have been bugging him, nagging him, and her?
My thing with him is that at the beginning, he wanted to kind of get to know the kids, and he was all for them. And ever since Kinsley tore his heart out, he's been, like you said, he said, those are your kids, baby. And he's just so rude, and he's taunting Kinsley.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so annoying at this point. It's like, come on. Like, we were all rooting for you.
And Molly called it out, too. Like she said, he is immature. And he's showing a lot of that immaturity. Listen, I get it. Because quiet as is kept, I'm sick of Kinsley, too. But I think now that the couples are together and, like, they're really seeing, like, I do need a break because I'm not ready to be like this fast forward in this situation. It's a lot. And we see that across the board. Like, I don't know who's going to make it.
They are imploding. Maybe all across the board.
Yeah. And maybe he wants the Molly that was in the Dominican Republic partying. And maybe he came back to reality and was like,
that's exactly what I'm taking on. That's
he definitely said that. But that's too bad, because for that to be your expectation, you're wrong. You should have known. I mean, at a certain point, she told she had these kids, she had these lives. So you think that she's just going to be the single woman partying in the Dominican and having a good time with this 26-year-old. And she's telling you it's not going to happen.
Anyone notice he was a lot ruder to Molly after he went out for his little party?
Yeah, we were talking about that too, like how maybe something must have happened at that bachelor party.
And maybe he's not as interested in her anymore because he had fun.
Fell in love with the stripper.
Getting some new attention, you know what I'm saying? Out and about, and now you're feeling yourself?
He's really feeling himself.
He came back a different person.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week because it looks like she's going to put him right
We want to know what happened at that damn bachelor party.
To be something.
Something happened for sure.
We're going to have to wait for Jesse to come back, and maybe he's going to talk to Molly about what happened. Yeah. He just wasn't in this episode.
Yeah, they cheated us, though, by not, like, having us just pick up the next day. Yeah. Like, no.
Leaving us hanging.
Roll it back. Yeah. Roll
unless the footage was way too juicy, do you know? Like, they had to, like, say, no, we're not airing that.
Yeah. Or what we saw in the season coming up, you know, she's pretty pissed, and she's ready to call the wedding.
Maybe
something happened.
Maybe, that next episode,
maybe they are explaining it then, because she is riled up. She's taking a ring off.
She called the ring little.
Oh, yeah.
To take your little ring. She tried it.
She did. She's now that's up. A federal offense.
It is. Because when she got it, it was, and now she met. Take your little ring.
Listen, you little boy.
The fists are coming out.
I'm here for it.
What's her question?
My question is, do you think it's ever okay for your significant other to leave out details in a story or event to keep from hurting you?
This is tough, but you know me.
Listen.
What's your okay?
No.
Be honest.
We're all negative. No.
I just say be honest and allow that person to feel the way they feel. Don't hide it because you think that they're going to feel some type of way, because maybe they're not. But you should give them the opportunity to figure out how they will feel about the situation.
And here's the thing. It's going to come out at some point.
One way or another.
Don't
save
my feelings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm always the person. I'm asking a million and one questions. I always say I'm super inquisitive. You better let me know up front. Call it what you want, but don't lie. Don't give me no liar or no cheater.
A liar and a cheater.
Next. The same thing.
Annie and David.
Speaking of a lot of lies and a lot of deceit, Annie and David, what did you guys think of them this episode and, you know, Annie and Nikki's dinner and that stuff being revealed? And also, you know, them confronting
David.
Yeah. What did you guys think about this whole situation, how everything came out, and
David doesn't understand anything. He barely understands English. Like, when she's trying to tell him what you did was wrong, and he's still, I thought it was a joke. I was drunk. I don't remember. And if you didn't remember, then you wouldn't think that it was a joke. You wouldn't remember anything that happened. So I'm sick of his lame excuses, and I need him to get up and be a man and do something. And it's sad that it took Nikki kicking him out of the house and making him go to Kentucky to get him off his ass.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I have stopped rooting for David a long time ago. You know, I still wanted to hold on to Annie. But even catching up from last week's episode, I feel that she should know, like, this just is not an ideal situation to be in. Mm-hmm. You know, David's going to continue to lie to everybody. He's going to continue to take as much as he can get from everybody. I was super duper, I don't want to say shocked, but for Nikki, for Chris to not tell Nikki, it shows. I mean, Chris and David are friends for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that it got put out there to the public as well, because we've learned in the K-1 visa segment that, you know, they're responsible for 10 years. But Nikki was like, responsible. Y'all getting on the next flight out to Kentucky. They put them in that warehouse, that abandoned fire. Right. I'm like, poor Annie, because now she's went from L.A. to the middle of nowhere.
We should have just called this segment the Nikki segment, because she set this whole thing straight. As soon as she found out about the money and her husband not telling her the full story, she was like, nope, you're not having fun in L.A. because you need to go get a job.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the next flight, like you said, to Kentucky. And I think that it's interesting that David has basically been supported by Chris for so many years that I don't think, like Nikki, I don't think that he's ready to get a job, because he's been funding this grown man for years, not one year, not two years. That whole time he was in Thailand, he wasn't working. So where do you think he's getting money? And then if you think about it now, even though he's in Kentucky, he's staying at a house that Chris owns and using a car that they pay for. Yep. So, like, what exactly are you doing to get on your feet?
I don't think David's ever going to get a job.
Nope.
He is staying at this property. I'd rather call it a property than a house, because I don't know. You know, if they think that's going to make it, right?
Yeah.
I think that Nikki thinks that that's going to make it uncomfortable enough for him, but it's not. It's still ideal. He's living somewhere for free. He has a car. It was interesting to see Nikki go back into the person we originally saw her to be, because for a second it was like, oh my gosh, she's just letting anything fly. But now we saw her, even with the what is it you always like to look at, the body language when they had the segment, and she looked at Chris and was like, you know what I mean?
No, this
is happening. He's going.
Yeah,
I think she started standing up more once he disrespected her brother.
Yeah,
there was no going back. She was pissed from
and
from
I also jump. Think too that she's now starting to find out the real deal.
Yeah,
right. It's like all these things were not told to her, and now she knows.
But what else doesn't she know?
Because like,
Chris doesn't tell her anything.
That's true.
Go.
So there's so much more to come.
Yeah. And what did you guys think about Chris keeping that? They both, him and Nikki, are responsible for Annie for the next 10 years if something happens between her and David.
You know what? He kept it from her because he knew that had she known that,
it would never have happened.
Nope. There's no way I'm going for this sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
10 years.
Can I tell you a funny moment in that segment? Yeah. Was when David was going to go back down the stairs. It was kind of like a fireman.
Yes. Oh my God, I saw
Annie's
that.
Like, be careful. I don't know the hospital's phone number.
Yeah.
I died of laughter.
She's so
died.
He, like, was very hesitant about going out.
Yeah.
So funny.
But I am glad that Annie is getting like this American experience. Even from last week, you know, I felt like a lot of the conversations were super duper inappropriate. It didn't have to go that far. But even them expressing, especially Nikki, like taking her out and letting her know at the end of the day, you have somebody here who's willing to be your friend, who's willing to look out for you, so you don't have to just take anything. However, Nikki has changed her tune now that she knows she's responsible for 10 years. She don't want nothing
and then she's
to do
like,
with
what
that.
And it was
go for it.
And it was weird that Annie was like, "Oh, it's no big deal." When she was talking to camera, and she was like, "It's no big deal. Like, Chris knows what he's doing. So 10 years is 10 years."
Like,
because I think
that.
She's really feeling like she wants to be in America the most. End of story. Period. Like that's her thing.
That's what it all comes down to. Yep.
I was just gonna say. So Nikki, actually, when she confronted David about, mm-hmm. you know, his drinking and stuff. And then Annie said, well, he's not going to drink until we get married. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back to that. What did you guys, do you guys think he's going to keep it? And do you think that's actually a appropriate ultimatum, like, until they get married?
Right.
And then so what, then he can go be an alcoholic?
Right.
Yeah. I think maybe until they get married, because maybe she doesn't have plans to stay with him after that. You can get married, and then maybe they can, like, separate. She's still in the country legally.
She got that
and
green card.
She has Chris and Nikki that have to be financially responsible for her.
And I think it's a good start, too, so that you don't just give somebody, like, an end-all that be-all, hey, maybe if you can do this until we get married. And then maybe he can say, you know what, I do drink too much, I don't need it. I was glad when they took him out, Nikki and Chris, that he ordered, like, an unsweet tea with, like, lemon or something. So I was like... I was like, okay, so he's not going to drink. Mm. So I think it's
You're so positive. It's a good
so starting point. But listen, this is the second couple we've discussed, and this is the second couple I don't think is going
to
make
it.
Before we get to the question, I do have a question for y'all. This isn't my question, though. Mm-hmm. We learned last episode that David was in Thailand for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. But how was he there for that long without...
I'm trying to tell you.
Like, was he just, like, legally for 4 years?
Okay, so... This is online buzz, and I guess
you
guys can look it up yourself. So, Nikki and David own a travel company, and their travel company puts together women and men, American men. So, he went over there to find himself after he got divorced, and it was through their company that he's able to stay there for so long. There's a whole part of this that they haven't shown, but because, you know, all you All Nine fans are sending great information, there's some dirt there. Like, basically, it's like an international dating site for American men and Filipino women.
Mm-hmm. So now I kind of don't feel too bad for Nikki, because she kind of like orchestrated a lot, but she just
didn't think that she was funding it.
She didn't know
you
that
You put
part.
That money out there and it changes everything. Yeah. Money changes everything everyone's mind.
For sure.
All right, that brings me to my question. Do you think there's a chance that Annie will move back to L.A. knowing that Nikki and Chris are financially responsible for her if she gets tired of David?
She loves Hollywood.
She did.
She's a little sad when she
with maybe. Because
I love you, Keith. Love you.
I think maybe because I think that she does want a relationship. I think part of her American experience and, you know, even coming from a different culture and a family, you do want kind of that traditional aspect, or you want to have something to show for yourself. So I think she's still going to try to work. But I do think that it's a key ingredient now, knowing them intimately the way that she does and how comfortable they are with her and knowing that they do have this responsibility and this great life in L.A., I think we might see her. I think so.
She likes those big houses, huh?
She does.
It's either that or the abandoned firehouse.
Right.
I was not expecting this, she said.
She said it looked like an office building. I was like, wait, where are they pulling up to?
Are you lost?
And he tried to say, well, I mean, at least this building can't catch on fire. What? Because it's a fire station?
I was a little shocked that Nikki and Chris would send them to... I thought they were, like, literally sending them to, like, a little house with a yard or something.
Like an apartment, maybe?
Yeah.
You know?
Keith, you know Nikki don't play. Exactly. She's like, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Go get a job.
Was there even a bed in there?
Who owns a fire station?
There was? Okay.
They must have bought it. Like you said, they got businesses. And Nikki did tell us they had businesses. So, we'll see.
Okay. Well... moving forward, speaking of money and a lot of financial issues, Andre and Elizabeth. So Andre, the scene opens up. Andre and Elizabeth's dad are going golfing.
Yep.
What did you guys think of their conversation and that little experience Andre had with Elizabeth's dad?
I thought it was the same conversation that they had at the restaurant with the brother and Andre already. It was the same thing, just saying, you guys are going to sink or swim on your own, and I'm not paying.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, why do you feel like you have to keep saying that over and over again? Andre knows, and he's headstrong. He does not care.
Do you think the dad just wants her to marry someone successful and money's, like, an ultimate goal?
I don't know.
I think that the dad's just pissed that he didn't ask for permission. Mm-hmm. I think that Andre he handled the situation poorly. And I get that they had the conversation already, but the dad was like, I want to have a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you what my issues are. And instead of listening and hearing him, he was very, in my opinion, confrontational and like cutting him off every time the dad was trying to say something. But basically the dad was like, hey, you know what? I don't know what your tradition is, but our tradition is you ask the dad for the hand in marriage. Mm-hmm. That was your ample opportunity to say, you know what? I'm sorry.
Right.
I didn't. Can I marry your daughter? Are you okay with that? No, he said, okay, well, nothing. He just moved on.
I'm right with you, Linda. I feel like their conversation was appropriate. I think it was an opportunity to have this one-on-one moment and kind of discuss things. It's golf, and so you've got this nice setup. But Andre, in his old fashion, the way that he speaks to people has not changed. He is headstrong. He is, you know, alpha male, and he's going to give that to whomever. So I was perfectly fine with her dad saying, you know what? Well, that's fine, but don't ask me. Don't expect anything from me because you won't get it. And now they're going to rush down the altar.
Right. 2 weeks.
So do you guys think, though, that Elizabeth is kind of setting up Andre to not like her family? Because we saw in this episode, she is, like, you know, giving him some drama and some details.
Everything that your sisters say does not have to be repeated to your husband at all. She's the one that's stirring the pot. He would not know what the sisters were saying if it wasn't for her. Just keep that between you guys.
I think she doesn't know any better. I think that she feels like she's being open and communicating with them, but I don't think that she thinks that, you know what, you're stirring the pot and he's already feeling like they don't like him and you're making it worse. I think she's like, this is my man and it's us against the world. Yeah. Like, I think that's why she's telling him all this stuff.
But then she goes and says, I won't choose between the two. Then stop causing tension for no reason.
And you are going to choose because you have no choice. I think that it's because she's having a hard time, like, really finding herself and finding the right dynamic and, you know, how I act with my family, how I act with my man, and trying to mesh the two. So she's just it appears that she's flip-flopping a little bit just because she is running back, telling this, saying this, but then she's a mess.
She has to decide if she's really going to be the submissive wife or if she's going to be who she is, which we talked about last time we were together, where you can only play a part so long. Mm-hmm. If this is forever, then be who you are so that you can be that person forever.
Yeah, and I do like their relationship. I'm still rooting for this couple. I think that they will make it down the aisle, but I don't like that she's being overwhelmingly compromising, because we saw with the 2-week wedding thing, that was a big rip for her, because she wants this dream wedding on the mountains and the snow to fall on her face while she's getting all that carrying on.
Did she say a carriage?
Yeah, she went to
a horse and carriage. Down, so she has her huge moment, her huge wedding planned, and I feel like her giving into the 2-week thing is really like her giving up a big piece of herself that she'll come to regret.
And do you think, like, because the dad did mention to Andre that, you know, she does like nice stuff, so she's not going to be willing to live a mediocre life.
Yeah, we'll see how long she is, right? Because I think at this point it's still very much honeymoon phase. I want to get married. I love this man. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she's realizing just how much she's quote unquote having to settle for with speeding up my wedding and, you know, the picnic area, the part, like, just all of that. So we'll see how long she can pretend to be this person.
Yeah, and I also think too that they're not the last couple, but the last to come together for us. Mm-hmm. So they're still in that honeymoon phase as we see the other couples are imploding because they've been together.
Falling apart.
Falling apart.
Them right.
Keep it like this.
True.
They are like heads off of Barbie dolls. They're going crazy.
What's her question?
Do you think that Elizabeth's dad will end up, you know, breaking down and helping with the wedding costs? Because it is his baby girl.
Yes, yes, and more yes. You don't think so?
I think he's pretty set. I think he's pretty, I don't know, her dad just...
I just think he's like upset right now. But once it comes, he has 2 weeks, though, 2 short weeks to get over it and help. But he might.
I think he wants her to marry someone with money because he emphasizes that, like, you know what, my other daughters got married to men that were already successful.
Mm-hmm. But you know what?
And you're not.
If not her dad, then her mom. I wanted to mention because we did have that moment with her mom, and the sister was like, well, does it have to be? And she's like, you know what? It was going to be 90 days anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whether it's 90 or 30 or what difference does it make? So I think, too, he's going to give it. It's his daughter.
It's his
She's
baby
getting
girl.
Married. There's no way he's going to miss out.
Yeah, it's his baby girl. She's the youngest. Mm-hmm. He's helping. He's just mad. He's mad. He wanted to be asked, and you hurt his
That's
feelings.
That's all. I don't understand why he couldn't just give him that.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah.
That's his baby girl, his last girl to go and get hitched, and you already don't have a job, so of course he's going to have some questions. Just ask for permission, Andre. It's not that hard.
But Elizabeth needs to talk to him about that.
Seriously.
She talks to him about everything else.
Seriously.
She runs and tells on her sisters. Okay. Why don't you tell your man to go talk to your dad like a man and apologize for what he... How he
the
didn't
you
handle
the
situation.
Think
she's being submissive and she doesn't want to stir the pot with him.
Yeah, she's scared.
Yeah. So, well, moving on to the virgins of the crew. Virgins! David and Evelyn.
Does anyone
Let's
else?
Talk about sex.
Let's talk about it because they ain't.
Right. Why is it so hard for him to just talk about
there
it?
There is something wrong with him because for him to go from 0 to 100 in that little.
But something wrong among, like what? Like what do you mean?
He's
what
not capacity? A virgin. He's not a virgin.
Spill it.
I think that for someone to get so upset and walk out of the room because their significant other wants to talk, just talk, not even have sex. We just want to talk about sex. I think something either traumatic happened to him or I think that he like physically has issues.
I don't know. I think that when we do see where the couples don't want to talk, like you said, it is a super duper red flag where something must have happened. I know we heard in the sound on this episode how he was saying, like, I've already told you, like, I'm conservative. And so for you to say you don't want to talk about sex on TV, I think that was implied. That's where he felt like, what are you doing? We've already discussed this in the room with the producers or whomever else. I'm not talking about it. Why he doesn't want to talk about it, I don't know. I know Alex is sticking with he ain't a virgin, so he don't want to say nothing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think he's hiding something.
Major.
So, what else? I mean, what else could it be?
I think he's not a virgin.
I don't think he's a virgin, and he's like, oh, shoot.
And something happened
to
him.
If I'm not a virgin, wouldn't I be more apt to talk about sex?
Can I ask this, though? Like, what guy do you know that does not want to talk about sex?
That's what I'm saying. That's
Seriously,
what,
think about that.
Maybe she, because she's, like, really Christian, maybe she was like, oh, well, I have to marry a virgin. So maybe that was, like, put on.
And he liked her so much that he just went ahead and said,
oh,
I'm a virgin.
That's
probably how it went.
But it still doesn't answer the question, because even if he wasn't a virgin, I can pretend to be a virgin and have a conversation with you about sex.
That's the thing.
So it's got to be something more to it.
I'm telling you.
I don't know what it is. I hope we find out.
And then does anyone else notice how Evelyn dresses?
Yes,
she's like
an
dressed
old
like an
lady.
80-year-old
she's
lady.
Like, she likes
I told
old
she's
things.
An old soul.
Yeah,
she's
that man. But that opening sweater.
Yeah,
I was just like, wait, what?
Even
is
the
going
green
on?
Polka dot and, dress when she was making the quesadillas
and the apron. Mm-hmm. You needed an apron to make some cheese quesadillas.
Right. I forget that she's 18.
Yeah,
I think she likes like, the idea of what like a marriage looks like to her. I did think it was cute for her and her homegirl to do the lingerie shopping, but even with her choices.
They were like old lady granny panties.
Yes, she was like, she doesn't mind if it's slutty or whatever. What did she say? She said lingerie, it's either going to be like
slutty or classy.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mind either way. But girl, your homegirl, what's her name? She was just like that purple, like maroon deep-seated.
Maybe in a different color.
Even Michaela was like, that's
this
a little
is not it. She's like, for your wedding night? Survey says no.
But do you remember in the previous episodes, like in the beginning, there were pictures of Instagram coming up of her and she was like in a bathing suit.
You're right.
So
she
I'm,
was like super was? Sexy. Yeah, remember because she was saying she was getting comments from people about
from the guys on how pretty she is.
She's playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
And he is too.
Well, they need to get it together. I don't care if they make it down the aisle or not. I'm pretty much over them as well.
So, well, that's my question. Are you guys ready for it?
Yes.
Do you think they'll actually make it down the aisle?
They could. I think they definitely could.
Yeah, jeez.
You know what? I think the biggest hiccup with this relationship is going to come down to, even his behavior, like with her mom, he is a bit like a little obnoxious.
He's
like there is
up.
That elite. Yeah, you have to calm down. He's not getting along with them. He doesn't want to be there. Y'all know he wants to move to Virginia. So I don't know. Maybe I think they're going
to
end up. Yes, they are going to end up walking down the aisle because it's this dream fairy tale esque. But
He's going to move her out of that city. He needs a big city.
Yep, and as soon as he can.
If they move, for sure. I think they're going to get married, and he's going to be like, this is about us now, like I've been telling you.
Yep.
And it might be that I've been coming on strong, but we're out of here, period.
Mm-hmm. I don't see it working out because the roles have switched. At first, she was very aggressive and headstrong, and he was just like, okay, you know, about everything. And now it's the complete opposite, and I don't think that's going to be able to sit well with her in the long run.
I think so, too. I think, Linda, you have been hitting it in the past few weeks just how he does have this switch or this side to him. Mm-hmm. And we definitely got to see that when he got hot and bothered, the way that he was talking to her and dismissing her and some of the things he was saying. I think she was really like, oh, my gosh.
And did you guys catch in their segment how off camera he must have said something crazy? Because she said, he said some crazy things to me, and it's making me think about marrying him.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? And what do you think when he told her, go talk to your pastor about sex?
He said, go talk to the pastor.
I thought he told her, go talk to the pastor about it.
I was like, he said, what?
But why he would be more comfortable talking to the pastor than...
You guys, because something has had to have happened to him.
Maybe, okay, that makes more sense.
Or maybe he's not, like, sexually attracted to her, or...
Or maybe he doesn't perform well.
Thank you. I'm trying to tell you something has happened to this guy.
That's all I can think.
He needs some absolution in his life.
I did think it was normal, like if he's a virgin to want to talk to a man or a pastor about sex. I thought, okay, that kind of makes sense. But at this point, we're getting married. We need to have this conversation because we both have these expectations.
And where are his parents in this whole situation?
Yeah, he
hasn't talked about his parents. Mm-hmm. Are they coming to the wedding? Like,
he talked about his family and just said that they didn't really have a conversation about sex but once.
I think he was
12 when they had the conversation, I think.
Yeah, but where are they? That's what I want to know.
Girl, in Spain.
Somewhere
where they going to be because they... Where they gonna stand?
Right.
They haven't introduced him at all. Well, speaking of needing a pastor, Nicole and Azan, a couple that needs holy water too. What did you guys think of them this episode?
Listen, we could spend all night talking about Nicole and Azan. Like, they are really starting to stress me out. Like, last week we saw them physically, like, fighting on camera in the streets of Morocco. I just don't understand. I think that he is at his wit's end. I'm happy to see that. I hope that he sticks to his guns and just ends this relationship. This is not what you want. It's not best. She's begging for all this tension and begging to communicate and begging to be with him. Girl, give it up. I'm ready to see them dissolve. This needs to be over and done with.
The only reason I don't think he's going to give up, even though I really want him to, is because... Well, he talked to his aunt, and you can kind of see that he still wants it. He's asking her, you know, how she did it, or like, and they're having this intimate moment. Mm-hmm. And I just think he cares too much to let go, but he knows that he needs to.
What do you think, Linda?
I hate them right now. So I think that he wants to come to America. Because if I put all of their storyline together, he doesn't even really like her. Like, he physically doesn't really like her. He doesn't like how she talks. He doesn't think that she has respect for his culture and his way of life. So we saw, like you said, that they physically have had contact. Mm-hmm. And so what is it that he wants? If you think about that.
But I think he's trying to figure out, is it still worth it? Because... when he was talking to the aunt, we got to hear, that he is a little bit concerned or scared because what if he does get into it with her family in America? And then I think the aunt shed light on her expectation and how she feels about Nicole because she said in her marriage, you know, he came here and he learned our culture and tradition. Mm-hmm. So that to me implies that Nicole is not doing all this
and maybe
you don't need to be with her.
And she has to meet him like halfway.
That's what I'm saying. So what is it that he wants? What is it that he wants from
I am hoping that next week we see him say, no, I won't go.
I mean, in the beginning of this, he did say, like, he's ready for her to go back to America.
Yeah,
he's like, bye, like, go.
You need to go.
I'm done.
How long has she been there? Like, a couple months.
Two months.
Too
Which
many.
Is a good deal of time. Yeah, and by that point, I think that's good. Maybe that should be a requirement because after 2 months with somebody, you have a pretty good idea of how you feel about them. Like you said, Linda, he doesn't like her. He doesn't want to be around her. He doesn't even communicate well with her.
He doesn't even want to talk to her.
What's the point? Yeah.
Can we talk about Nicole's mom really quick?
And yeah, let's conversation? Go. Yeah, let's hold on that.
Am I the only one that feels that she's one-sided? Because when she's telling you, you know, he's been acting different ever since I cheated. You as a mom, well, me, if I was a mom, I would say, you know, well, I understand you cheated.
Yeah.
You lost his trust. Yeah. And some, but to her, she was like, well, do you really think that you're going to be able to deal with this for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And it just makes Nicole feel like everything she does is validated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're that he's the crazy one because he feels this way for so long. Right. But you cheated.
She enables her.
Yeah.
And I think that cheating is the biggest hurdle that they are facing, and they're going to continue to face it. He keeps saying that he trusts her, but not 100%. But you don't even trust her
10%.
And I think I did appreciate her mom saying, you know what? If he's not going to forgive you long distance, he's not going to forgive you close distance. Yeah. Like, so he's not going to forgive you. Like, at the end of the day, this is not going to work. It's a train wreck. They need to go ahead and get off.
Yeah, it's pretty toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, moving. So, oh, yeah, sorry.
My question really quick. Do you think Azin, whatever.
I could never say his name right.
Or Azin has completely checked out.
Of their relationship?
Completely checked out yet.
Wait, like completely, like he's not going to.
Like he's done over
with
it.
The relationship.
No more energy.
Not yet.
I say yes. I think that he is checked out. He'll still, like, you know, live or be in this space where we're together. But she asked him about 511 times last week, can we talk? Can I talk to you? I want to talk to you. And he's just like, no. I'm not going to talk to you. Like, he's checked out. At this point, he just wants her to get away. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I can come to America. But he's not interested in a relationship with her anymore. I don't think
so either. I think he kind of does love her. I think you wouldn't be putting up with all, like, trying to get advice from people, trying to, like, you know, fight back. Well, he is kind of not fighting back as much, though. But, I mean, I feel like he still does care about her and May. I just think that it's just so toxic, and she's toxic. They're both toxic together, and she's hitting it. I mean, well, she's hitting him. I don't know if he's hitting her, but.
Maybe he only talked to his aunt, now that I think of it, just to see if, like, the way he's feeling is okay, just to validate his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be still checked out, but he just wanted to make sure, like, am I wrong?
When did they ever have good times, this couple?
No, that's the app would say, too.
When? Like, name one beautiful moment that we were all like, oh,
in the van where his, like, arm was around her. For that second.
Right.
That's it. We really have no good memories of these two together.
At all.
Not one.
They are
isn't that crazy?
The worst of the worst.
We need moments. Like, someone needs to post this on Twitter or something. Some happy moments.
Or something, because it's just not a good
Just name one. One moment.
Can you guys name one? If so, shoot us a text, an email, a Twitter.
I'm going to ask my mom tonight. Like I told y'all, she's like super duper obsessed with all, like, she's like Linda with the before the 90 days.
Yeah.
Like anything, she is obsessed. So I'm going to have to chat with her because I need to know a good moment for
them. Good moment for them.
If she names one, let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we want to know.
Okay, guys. Well, a couple that we didn't hear too much about this episode, just a little bit. Josh and Aika.
I want them off the show.
You do? Why?
I don't feel that they're bringing us anything. You know, we rarely see them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like all of their experiences are just so cut and dry. Like, you just know from the get-go, this isn't going to work. So tonight we got to see them, you know, have a conversation about her wanting a baby in like 3 to 5 months, and he has the vasectomy, and just go. I just don't think that we need them. I'm not here for them at all. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna work. You ain't gonna have these kids. Like, no.
Right.
Let it go.
Maybe she's in it, though, for the right reason. I mean, she wants kids
really
bad. I feel like
they both want, like, these ideal things out of a relationship, but they are conflicting with one another, and we're going to get them at what cost? Like, this man had a vasectomy for a reason. He doesn't want any more children.
And I'm not even thinking he's really taking care of his kids.
Isn't that crazy?
20 years ago.
But he should have never told her he would have kids with her.
That's true.
You knew what you were getting into. He talked about it being a trouble financially, you know, it's $15,000, blah, blah. But you knew that before you brought her over here. Same with David.
It's like
these men keep making promises, and then when they get over here, it's, well, I'm trying to give you the best I can and do the best I can. No.
Yeah. But like all I talk. Said, it's because everybody wants what they want. Yeah. Yeah. Any means necessary. I want a woman. I want to marry her. And I want this life. I don't care if I have to lie or manipulate to get it. And even for her, like, she's not completely excused. You have this expectation of having a baby in 3 to 5 months because of your age or however you feel about your life, and that's not fair to impose on him either. So
yeah, but these two are just both, I think, like you're saying, they're not being honest with each other. They're having a relationship with their ideal person in their mind.
Exactly.
He wants a model, actress, wife, and she wants a baby daddy and a ring.
A family.
So it's like, you guys knew who you were way back then, but you guys are acting like brand new to me. And I am having a hard time with this couple just because of his history and what we know about him. So it's hard for me to be team Josh at all.
And she's like 36, I think it was. And so she's, the time clock is ticking. So she does want kids right away. So, I mean, he knew that going in too. And
yeah, but who, I mean, you guys have to get married in 90 days, right? So that's 3 months. So you're saying, as soon as you get married, boom, you're having kids.
I want a baby.
You guys got engaged in 5 days. You don't even know each other. You haven't even spent a month.
That's the problem.
You haven't spent 30 days together in total, so
stop
it.
I don't think there's love.
Stop it. You guys don't even know each other yet. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Just ideas of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's ideas of each other.
Right. So, okay, this is more about Aika.
Okay.
Do you think that these threats she's making about not wanting to stay with him if she can't have kids and a marriage in 3 to 5 months, do you think these are idle threats?
Oh, idle threats.
Idle threats.
Listen, honey, she means every word that she's saying.
Yep. She wants babies.
At the end of the day, she's in America now. Yep. It's nothing for her to catch another man.
Yep.
Right.
And live the dream that she wants. She's going to get it.
And don't forget, remember his best friend said, you were like all over online looking at American men. So if Josh isn't going to provide the kid in 30, 60, 90 days and the ring that she wants, bye.
Right. I agree. She's going to have to find someone to fill that spot.
That's and she's going to. And you know what? She alluded to that with the preview for next week. I am glad that we'll get to see him kind of like man up a bit, because what she said, you're out of line. Mm-hmm. She's like, if it ain't going to be you, do I need to find try somebody else? Because you know I will.
Right.
So you're just a thing that's gonna, a husband.
You are just like, all I need is a man in America, and you are replaceable now that I'm in America.
And that's it.
The real stuff's coming out.
That's
now.
It. Mm-hmm. Speaking of real stuff, I have found more questions for our K-1 visa segment.
Yes!
So we are gonna move on to K-1 visa.
Yes.
This is my favorite.
Aww. All right. Think of your significant others, guys, or and whoever you are with, and see if you can answer these questions. First question, how did you guys meet for the first time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Can answer those? Verbally, yes, yes, everyone? Good. Yes. How long have you known? Ooh, why are you laughing?
No, because Keith is just like laughing, and I'm just laughing.
How long have you known each other?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Significant other want to have children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to have children?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you very first met, did you guys exchange telephone numbers or did you guys exchange emails? Like, how? What was that? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Where was your first date?
Yes.
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 Will you? If you guys decide that you're going to get married, will you live together beforehand?
No.
Better.
I feel like I know, but I haven't had a conversation about it.
Alex?
No.
Yes, I want to.
Okay.
No, you want to, but have y'all had a conversation about it? Like, do you and him both feel the same about...
Ooh, this is like, wait, two personalities.
No, have to be moving forward.
The way that the question is asked,
have you had the conversation?
If both people know that we want to live together before marriage or not.
Do you remember the last gift you guys gave each other?
You know what? I'm just cheating because I had to go back and forth in my head of different relationships and try to figure out what I know and what I don't
exes,
know.
That counts, right? Just exes.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, can you answer these questions? Yeah. You don't have to answer them, but can you answer them?
I got to pick different people to see what
that's kind of cheating.
Oh, my God,
like,
Keith.
I remember for this guy, but not for this person.
So you've switched the person each time?
A little bit in and out.
You are cheating.
I'm working towards something here.
I'm working towards
What activities did you last do together? Do you remember Yes. The last thing you guys did together. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Does your significant other have any scars or tattoos, and would you be able to point them out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some. Not all. That's a lot.
Wait,
Scars is a lot.
It is kind of a lot. Maybe a scar.
Y'all are killing me today.
This is a question?
Yeah, it's a question.
Like, what?
Isn't so do ridiculous. You have to, like, is it like a model of your soon-to-be fiance, and you're like, there's a scar on the show. Right. What are you talking about?
Well, in this section for this K-1 visa section, this goes into detail because they are fleshing out people who are fraudulently getting married. So you are actually not in the same room when you're asked these questions. You're asked individually, and then you're asked individually, so... It's a real thing. Last question for today. Would you be able to know or how much your significant other makes? Do you know?
Exact amount?
Yep.
No.
No.
No, I don't know.
These are questions that they're asked. Do you guys know? Hashtag me on Twitter, 90 Day After Buzz Love. If you have any questions you want me to ask or answer.
Yeah, and you guys, make sure you tune in next week and tweet us, YouTube us, hit us up all over social media. We want to hear from you, and we want to mention you in our episodes. Yeah.
We have to pick a day to, like, live tweet.
We do.
We don't even tweet with each other.
Because there's so many super fans we hear from on our own time, and we want to mention you, and we want to include you in this episode.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for watching. I'm Stacey Olivas. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
I'm Linda Entwee. Linda is so girly all across social media. Please hit me up. Let me know your questions.
I'm Alex Bowers. You can find me on all social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Yes, and I'm Keith Andre. I can't wait to tweet you guys. Follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre.
Yay! Thanks so much for watching. Bye, guys. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.